Every once in a while, just to test myself, I arbitrarily pick a word, pretty hard word from the dictionary, and force myself to write a poem about it. I'm sure some of you have done the same thing. It's, I think, a pretty good exercise. Usually it's pretty fruitless, but once in a while, it leads you into pretty strange alleys. So I think I picked what, to me at least, is the toughest word of them all. Each of us would have his own toughest word. But mine was rutabaga. And to me, I don't think I've ever eaten the rutabaga, and I'm not sure what they are. But they seem to me like stinking turnips. I've always had bad associations with them. And all the better reason, of course, to force oneself to write a poem about it. One word in here is yatagan. It's a, that's a curvy sword, a curvy Turkish sword. I think you've seen that. Rutabagas. When the fireman gets home, he tries to be gentle. All he wants from his wife, distraught with homemaking, is a steaming bowl of mashed rutabagas. Just imagine, sitting in the station for 14 days and nothing happens. You have to imagine your work. The house itching with flames, and the little girls with eyes grown into horse chestnuts ready to jump if you don't come. After the tension of that hiatus, he needs to face it, to feel it in his hands, as the wealthy aesthete does, thinking about it for years and then seeing the right painting, love it for a sight, takes it home. A kind of happiness, a kind of homogenized yellow satisfaction, a sensation that might be hot or cold, pleasure or pain. And so finished, he scrapes back in his chair and off at last to real sleep, to be greeted by the mongrel dog wide awake in the middle of the bed, mouthing the sock, the tongue, the orange yatagan that did her in, reborn victim of the fire within, talking about it all night long, enough to drive any fireman mad.